Americans are starting to feel the increasing collateral damage from our unprecedented, ineffective, and ill-advised lockdowns, COVID lockdowns. It was known before March 2020 that lockdowns would cause lifelong and avoidable damage to billions. Yet the world's ruling classes, who claim to have earned their place atop a meritocracy, strenuously demanded such damage be inflicted, especially on children and other vulnerable people. By the way, when you see Rochelle Walensky testifying in front of the House of Representatives of the United States Senate, people who, for the most part, failed in private life and so went into politics, does she look like she's accomplished? Does she sound like she's accomplished anything to her merit? Or is she another one that was offered the chance? All you got to do is take the oath, Rochelle. Take the oath, raise a hand, join Fauci and the rest of them, and you're in. Again, folks, you listen to these people speak. They're not smart. There's no imagination whatsoever. And I'm sorry. Imagination is part of the human condition. As a matter of fact, we used to rear people that had imaginations. We used to revere them, rather. People that had imaginations. we still do revere some people that have imaginations, like J.R.R. Tolkien, for example. People that that can write fiction, that can take you away to a you never actually leave your seat, but can whisk you away to and envelop you in a story that and all these good stories all follow the same arc. They're reflected in real life. This takes imagination. These people have no imagination whatsoever. It's all nuts and bolts and numbers. Let's think abstractly and let's think meta about this for a moment. Really big, big, big. I'll come back to Troy Pullman in just a moment. So yesterday, on my way to Studio D here at about 10 minutes to 4, right before I get on I-12, coming off of L.A., 1077, as I'm pulling up to the on-ramp to the exit, a ginormous tandem FedEx truck takes the exit in front of me because he's going to the FedEx distribution center. And as he makes his way to the intersection, you know, I'm looking at the truck going and just thinking, like, you know, how organized all of this is. And then each one of those trucks, every single one of those trucks that traverses any kind of state line, like they all have this DOT number on them. And then each one of the trailers has a number on it. There's a marking on it. You know that the drivers are carrying around these logbooks and this and that and the other. They're going to go to the FedEx facility, and there are going to be barcodes that are going to be scanned, and this is going to be checked in and all this. This seems like, yeah, those people are geniuses of business. No, they're really good with mathematics. This is big business today is not an exercise in imagination. It's a lack of imagination. It's an exercise in pure mathematics. Can you figure out how to make the math work? And this is what is taught in business colleges today. They don't teach the imaginative process of being an entrepreneur and the getting to know your customer, getting to know your product because you made it, loving the product, loving the customer in a sense of Christian solidarity. That's not taught. You might even say you couldn't teach that. Actually, you could teach it through living a Christian life, following the faith. What they teach is boring, completely devoid of imagination, mathematics. Amazon is an algorithm. Bezos is not a genius. He figured out mathematically and then used political skullduggery and subterfuge to lie and steal and cheat his way into becoming a monopoly. Everything is a number. It's a complete removal of imagination. But then again, if all you got to do is add 2 plus 2, according to the Corona Doomsters, that equals 3. If 2 plus 2 equals 3, my, what an easy, pampered life you could live. You mean all I got to do is know what the math is? Yep, all you got to do is know the math. I don't have to do anything else. Nope. Just know the math. Okay, I'm in. Well, how come all these little small businesses fail? Because they're filled with dreamers. They're filled with dreamers. They're filled with people who do have some imagination. They go like, I think I'm going to color outside of those those imagination-free lines, and I'm going to do this. The principal failing is, you know, and I'm in a group of guys that are trying to Catholicize one part of the social media empires that are being run by evil people. And I pointed out to them in the last week or so, to one of them, I'm going like, guys, you're making a copy of their modernist, usurious world, but you're going to have it run by Catholics. It's the model that's flawed. It's what they're doing with the numbers and the algorithms that is flawed. Putting good people behind it doesn't change the flaw. I truly believe this is why so many people bought the lie of the lockdown so easily. People can't really be that stupid, can they? Well, apparently they can. Or did they have a lack of imagination? Could they not imagine, wait a minute, my government would never lie to me. CNN and Big Tech and Fox News. You know, Fox News threw all in on the Corona Doom. Remember, we turned it off. I can tell you the day. It was like March the 28th, 2020. And went, that's it. I'm done. It's banished from inside this building. I won't watch it anymore. Why? Because they're in on it. They're all in on it. So when Joy starts writing about what was happening in March 2020, weren't we right here on the Crusade Channel and the Mike Church Show and the Barrett Brief and Reconquest and the True Money Show, which was on at the time, weren't we talking about the potential lifelong destructive damage that was going to be done by depriving children of socializing, by depriving children of the imago Dei, of seeing their parents' faces, of seeing their aunties and uncles' faces, of seeing maybe they like their teachers, of seeing their teachers and their fellow students. Instead, what did they see? What were they told? This is the new normal. What lurks beneath those eyeballs is pure, sinister evil. And if you see it, you might get some of it, and then you'll take it home and you'll kill grandma. Remember the whole kill grandma thing? The children were taught humanity is bad. They were taught the imago Dei has evil and sinister things in it. Bring it home and it'll kill grandma and grandpa. Heaven knows, you might kill the whole neighborhood. Do you think the children weren't listening? You don't think that they heard? When they were taken to go see grandma and they were treated that, oh, you can't actually hug grandma. She's behind a plastic a plexiglass wall, a sterilized plexiglass wall, but it's for your safety and hers. But I just want to hug grandma. Yay, you little bastard, you can't hug grandma, you'll kill her. Americans are starting to feel the increasing collateral damage from our unprecedented, ineffective, and ill-advised COVID lockdowns. It was known before March 2020 that lockdowns would cause lifelong and avoidable damage to billions. Yet the world's ruling classes who claim to have earned their place atop a meritocracy strenuously demanded such damage be inflicted, especially on children and other vulnerable people. This ruling class used all their massive financial, communications, and government powers to ensure these tragic outcomes. Even though anyone who was an actual expert, or like me, just someone who reads and has common sense, predicted this false cure would hurt worse than the disease. I'm pretty sure you heard that here on this show pretty much every day. back to Ms. Pullman. Now that people are beginning to more deeply feel the foreseeable evil consequences of ruling class responses to a novel virus, that ruling class is pulling what propaganda experts call a limited hangout. Hey, Barrett, when you were in your master's class on Homeland Security, did you ever study limited hangout?
No.
So you're not familiar with the term?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just curious.
Yes, sir.
That's admitting to bits of the, here's what the definition is. That's admitting to bits of the truth in order to reestablish yourself as a credible authority while attempting to keep the whole truth hidden. In other words, all right, I'll give you just a little bit, but I must continue the lie. Like you're dealing with your wife, whose company is telling her, yeah, you're not vaxxed, you're going to have to start wearing a mask. Even though you have Fauci and Walensky now admitting that the cloth and paper masks don't do anything and never did to stop the spread, slow the, flatten the curve or whatever. So who's the tyrant now? Government doesn't have to do it. Your wife's employer's doing it for them. They...
It's been that way from the beginning with all these companies. The government puts out the mandates like you've been talking about and I've mentioned here and there. And then even though the mandates have no authority or no force, these companies treat it as gold and they just run with it.
But if they wanted their share of the PPE.
That's right.
If they wanted the Payroll Protection Act, if they wanted their share, well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Yep.
If they wanted their share of the bailout, then early on they had to make the deal with the devil. They had to say yes to Baphomet and the boys. Whoa. It's as simple as that. We will bail you out. You will make more money this year than you ever made without doing anything, but you got to do what we tell you to do. And you got to make it sound like it's your idea and you're only doing it because you love and you care for your employees and you love them. You just want to hold them and kiss. Come here, let me give you a little knuckle, a bullhorn knuckle on your head. Oh, come here, you. You're one of my favorites. I love you, love you, love you. Now put your mask on.
Yeah, those are the ones that actually didn't leave or get fired at first because half the workforce just left anyway.
Here's where it's going to get really, really many of you are going to have to start acting all martyr-y and stuff. So what's the guy's name from the poet, war poets, John Lovell? Lovell, right? John Lovell said it. Brothers, suffering is coming. I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to do it myself. Suffering is coming. We're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to do without it. It's coming. We should have been preparing it. What did he say? My bad, dude. My mea culpa. We should have been doing this for 2 years. You don't think these people know what evil they have wrought? You not think the people that have implemented this do not know of the lives they have permanently ruined? You know, I don't have time to go through all the statistics, but I was telling you yesterday when you got in, Richard, I was reading Alex Berenson and Steve Kirsch yesterday. You know, one of the more morbid statistics that we should deal with here today? Suicide rates. The suicide rate of 5 to 11-year-old children from 2018, 2019 stats to 2020, 2021 stats in 2021 is up 3,000%. 3,000%. Do you know what the Corona doomsters say? That's because the lockdowns weren't done correctly. And it's just a coincidence that there was this spike across the board. All of humanity decided to check out. They would rather kill themselves and not live than live in the lockdown hell that the elite diabolical ruling masters tried to create. Pullman has the stat. It's in the story here. She continues. Now that people are beginning to more deeply feel the foreseeable evil consequences of the ruling class responses to a novel virus, That ruling class, okay, I already told you about limited hangout. Trying to build credibility by telling some of the truth. They'll use this to continue to blame the unvaccinated. I told you yesterday, we are going to become the new Jews in Germany. Okay? I don't mean any disrespect to our Jewish friends and listeners. I'm just, they're going to make us the scapegoats. We're going to be the scapegoats for everything. You know why? Because the vaccinated and those that are suffering this damage because they went along with it, they need someone to blame for Junior's suicide, and that's us.